Oh, players!
Hello.
Hello, players.
Oh, my damn. Y'all, we've made it. We've done it. We're almost there. This is the final season. The final mystery. We have arrived. How are we all feeling?
We're all gonna die.
Well, we're all gonna blow up and there's gonna be no happy ending.
Oh. Well, that'll just move over to the next campaign. Oh no.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to our next game now.
Our next characters are just scooping up our remains, you know?
No, it's also, like, it's like
for the former heroes of Wilbrand.
It's like Life is Strange, where you're driving past all of Arcadia, the old Arcadia Bay, and it's like demolished. It's one of those kind of things.
He's over there. And there.
And over there.
And there.
Ew, I think I sent him some pillar.
We have finally made it to our final season, and as we continue through this final season, we will be talking about our new campaign that will be coming up. So that's the best way to learn about what's happening. And then at the finale, we will be revealing the teaser trailer.
Oh boy.
Yes, as many people know, I love making teaser trailers, so I'm very excited to make this one. So you'll have to come check that out when that's ready. But don't worry, we'll let you know when the finale is, so you know everything that's happening. So don't worry about it too much. You can always check over on my social medias, as well as in our Discord. That's where you're going to get the news first and foremost. But yeah, let's get into our usual way of life. I don't know. Let's start with announcements, then introductions, then what happened last time. So announcements. Currently, I am working for Friday, our new campaign that's starting. We're going to be playing Kids on Bikes 2E with a new crew, except for Sammy. Sammy's returning. And we're going to be playing a Night in the Woods inspired game called Weird Autumn. So if you like Night in the Woods, if you know of the game, and you're also very sad about Revenant Hill, which I am very sad about Revenant Hill, but if you know about the stuff, come see that. We have Candace the Magnificent who will be there. We have Vanessa from Femme Gamer Party. We have Amoxie Blue from Homebrews and Homebodies, which you may also recognize all three of those names from when I was playing Trusting Fates over on Homebrews and Homebodies. It's going to be a great time. I finally get to run a game for them. It'll be great.
Question, does it involve car games on motorcycles?
Huh?
Does it involve car games on motorcycles?
No. No.
Boring!
Well, you don't know it's boring until you get there, so you better come check it out. Don't listen to that. I don't have time for this negativity. I'm trying my best and it'll be really fun, plus crimes. So,
why are you trying your best when it's not time to duel?
Crimes! Anywho.
Crimes!
All right. Moving on, that's really it for my announcements. If you want to know more, feel free to join me over on my Discord. Our Discord is a wonderful community filled with amazing precious beings who love many different things like tabletop, video games, art, and more. If you're currently in our chat, you can use exclamation point Discord in the chat. Click on the link, go pick a role, come chat with us. Most of my players are there. We'd love to say hi. Also, starting in the new campaign, this is a new announcement that I just thought of that I needed to say. We will be moving to Stream Loots. We're going to actually make new cards for it. It'll be great. We will keep the Dice of Destiny, do not worry, but if you want more control over the chaos that you sow, that will be a good way to do it. And of course, don't worry, we will explain that. And if you're a podcast listener, I'm talking, of course, about live streams, so if you want to come hang out with us over here live and influence the game because you want chaos to happen to these lovely players of mine, come on over to twitch.tv/GMHina, and just come chill out. Also, if you're listening right now, leave a review right now, pause it. Pause it. All right, leave a review.
I don't think they paused.
Pause it! And then leave a review. And then say
I think
something.
They dare to multitask.
Ugh. Oh, you can. Yeah. Okay, you know what? Fair. If you multitask, I will allow it. But if you're just like listening to it and going, I'm not going to review. Hey, I'm watching you. I'm GM. I'm watching you.
We like to know
you can't
what
see
you
it because it's audio podcast form, but I'm looking right at my camera. Anywho. Go leave a review.
Okay, that look is scary. It's terrifying. Help us. Only with a review.
She knows how you guys sleep.
I don't.
Where you live.
I don't. Disclaimer, I do not.
She knows what's in your fridge.
Nope.
Just like, throw out that mail.
NGP Productions would like to make sure that you guys are not in any real danger from the threats. Review when you can.
Right now. Anywho.
Like now.
Hear from you.
Now. Do it now.
Right now. Anywho. That's it really for announcements. Let's go into introductions. I always start with myself. My name is Hina. I am the keeper. I've been doing this for 5 years now. I'm hopelessly in love with tabletop, and I'm very thankful I get to share with all of my friends and all of you. Moving into my ex of friends, we're gonna start with Dan.
Hi guys, I'm Dan, aka Daniel Senpai. You can find me on TikTok, YouTube, ooh, Twitch, Blue Sky at Daniel Senpai. I'm also lead producer of NGP Productions, which you guys have made. Will Branch, our most popular show by far. Thank you guys so, so very much. But right now, I am playing Iggy.
Continue on around my ex of friends, we're gonna go to Akiyue.
Hi, I'm an Akiyue. I stream over at twitch.tv/Akiyue whenever I'm excited, finally feel like it. However, over here, I play Lola.
Continuing around my ex of friends, next we have Andy.
I'm Andy. You can find me here, really, just here. I just play with these people who are my friends, and I've been
here
years. Here. I will make you a one-time offer. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Little joke amongst friends, but you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. I will maybe post something one day. It's at AndyG8100. Please give me a follow if you would like. And I am playing Cecily, who is a cosmopolitan. I have no idea. I'm out.
Damn it! No!
I was really curious where you
came. It was there. It was there.
But it was on the tip of the tongue.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
See, this means we have to end the season. We have to just end it. We gotta get to the end of the season. Yeah. We're running out of alliteration for Cecily.
Save me. Save me.
Go out on top. Go out on top.
We'll go sweet out as a cosmopolitan.
Ooh, sweet as a cosmopolitan. Ooh. Damn. Continuing on my ex of friends. Next we have Snowy.
Hi, my name is Noi Tequila, demoted succubus, promoted to lead of Chaos Department. You can find me on all social medias under my username. I have been playing tabletop with friends for many years, and I love dearly, and I love this new group, and I can't wait to play with them again. I play Trixie!
Yay! And last, but certainly not least, we have Sammy.
Hey everyone, I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch and on Blue Sky and Arcane Venom on Hit Record. If you want to check out my music, my writing, and voice acting bits, go to hitrecord.org/users/arcanevenom, all one word. And for the last 10 minutes, I was playing Agent M, but now I guess I'm back to being Ash.
I hate that you pointed out that your cameras were wrong. I hate that you waited until
just now. I was
to
hoping
point
you
out.
Didn't catch it.
I hate
it.
That you waited.
I was hoping.
I hate that you waited. I absolutely hate.
I was going to bring it up, but you were on top of it, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes,
it's
cool. Sammy, so stop pointing it out.
Sorry. I was hoping you didn't.
Rude. Ugh. Anywho. Zoe was going to be helpful. You are being harmful right now. What? I don't have time for that.
I am always harmful.
Oh, no.
Our cameras were switched for those.
I'm an agent of chaos.
Yeah.
Well, your application's in the filing cabinet, okay? I'm getting around to it. Shit. Get off my back.
All right.
You're the lead of chaos. Get on that.
I don't know what this argument's about anymore. Moving on.
I'm not the supervisor. I'm just a lead.
All right. Who wants to talk about what happened last time for a lucky bump up point?
I do.
Let's go.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay.
Take that last lucky bump up point.
So it's been a while.
That's fine.
So I went back and I rewatched everything.
Damn.
Yeah.
Commitment.
And that helps me.
Commitment.
So people are gathering in town, mm-hmm. and they were in danger. So Lorelai, thinking really cool fast, thought of some big magic to summon Oberon to help the townspeople disperse. So the Dilf came on by and helps exchange to throw a happy party. So 50-50 on Lilith crashing. That I don't know what's going to happen there. So the plan is to put Elizabeth and Lilith back together with the magics and hope Elizabeth stays in control. So magic device is not an empty seat. Dan, it's an M.
It wasn't me who thought that.
Magical transference capacitor.
It was Iggy who thought that, not me.
I thought it was empty seat. I'm like, wait, what's the heck is this like empty seat thing? This is okay. So I was a little lost, but I got caught up.
Oh, next campaign's gonna be fun.
Oh no.
Then we went to Torres and Anastasia to check on safety protocols and precautions for the magical device. To get the device to work, they Captain Planet it and got it working.
Yep.
But it's not safe for people to use. And then the group brainstorms after pulled a robotic hamster mole thing out of his bag, and they used the power from the mole and gunpowder to force clean the device so that it's a little safer. So then we try again, and Cecily talks to Wilburn's personified, which is always my favorite part. Cecily reaches out to the Overseer's energy, who took the form of Miss Lewis and Archer, where they tell her that in order to save Wilburn, they have to sacrifice the Overseer to become mundane and not have the apocalypse happen. Wilbranch's apocalypse prone due to the Overseer, and Wilbranch isn't normal. That's what I got from that.
That's basically it.
But it's a different problem for a different time.
That's after the happy party.
A calls Elizabeth, but Sylvia answers, and Sylvia took Elizabeth and put Abuela to sleep.
Yep.
Sylvia wanted us to open the door to let all the bad stuff out.
Yep.
Iggy let slip that he unintentionally killed her partner.
Yep.
And then they triangulate Sylvia's location thanks to Jason, and they head to the sanctuary under the old church. And then we team rocketed Sylvia to the freaking moon, and now we're having
correction.
A happy party.
You team rocketed them.
We did it.
One hell of a shot.
Damn.
That was a great shot.
Tracy was a hero.
No.
We all did it together, as I had sent them flying. All right.
I couldn't have done it without y'all.
That's
so
fair. That's fair and true.
Dante over here pulls a gun and goes jackpot. Jesus.
Yep.
She don't know
Meanwhile,
me.
Meanwhile, Tricky goes over here saying, I don't even know you.
She don't know you. That's fair and valid. So, Snowy, you get that lucky bump up. Enjoy that.
I don't know what that means.
That means
guys,
that the next
give
roll
it to any of them.
No, that means the next time you roll, it bumps up your success. So if you rolled a mixed success, it bumps it up to a full success.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know about me rolling this round.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? You should hold on to it.
Oh,
just
goodness.
In case.
Okay.
All right.
You gotta remind me of it.
All right. With that, are we ready to dive back in?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't like how everybody's terrified. Why is everybody terrified?
It's becoming real, Hina.
I know, babies.
We're getting down to it.
I'm here to hold your hand and lead you to the end. Let's go. All right. With that, you all are currently in Wilbranch proper. You are no longer in the Foundation, as everything has now been completely cleared up. The night is peaceful, quiet. And then you start hearing block parties starting to break out as the happy parties are now in effect, as Oberon Dilf, as Zoe has said, Oberon looks at his makeshift.
I mean, he looks she's at not
it,
wrong.
He looks at a Rolex that he probably found somewhere on the ground and doesn't know what it means. He goes, yes, it's about time for that happy party. Yes. I don't know what time it is, but it's obviously party time. He just smiles towards all of you.
So, you got the whole town to do many happy parties across town.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Happy parties.
Yeah.
As far as the towns are concerned, it's just one big, let's have a party for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Well, did you want it for a reason? I thought a happy party would be fine.
I've never heard of a town that this randomly decided to have a party.
I'm sure it happens in other towns somewhere.
okay?
Look, I had to work fast, and you didn't want them to all go to the center of town, or I'd have them all come to one spot, but you didn't want that, so I figured it was safer they all had parties in their homes.
I'm gonna have a stupid question out of character.
Oh.
But are we talking like wall-to-wall dancing in the streets, or are we talking more like a Japanese Oban kind of thing going on?
Different sections of the town have different... going on.
I think that.
I think it's different sections of the town.
It looks...
Yeah.
It's like First Friday, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's just kind of out and about or in their houses. They're all kind of just partying.
And there's like one section that's just all booths, basically.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. That's a good question.
All food trucks, you know?
I mean, I'm sure if the food trucks are probably like, oh, this is a good time to make some money, so maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would pick a specific street because Oberon was told that you didn't want them to go to one specific place because, of course, if they went to one specific place,
so we spread it around the whole town.
They would have been in trouble. So they're kind of spread.
Oh, hey, check it out. Axolotl on the go.
It's like a theme park, but it's our town.
I mean, if anyone should enjoy a bit of peace and comfort and fun, it should be this town. It's gone through enough hell, wouldn't you agree?
At that, Iggy kind of just gets quite like, yeah.
There you are.
This town has had no idea how many times it's been close to literal apocalypses.
So let them have fun. Let them eat cake. That's the phrase, right? That's the saying? Is that the saying? And he looks towards everyone. That's the saying, right? Let them eat cake.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the best saying.
And also,
I mean, look, there are people
now
actually literally
the lovely
having
and
cake.
Fair Trixie, and they'll point towards Trixie, can enjoy a happy party for the first time.
Oh, trust me, I've had plenty of happy parties.
Have you?
That means you gotta get Trixie a balloon, right?
Would you like a sorry for your loss balloon, or would you like a my sympathies?
I like the sorry for your loss balloon.
You got it. And then you see him just wave his hand and then a balloon just appears.
Oh.
And he holds it out towards you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I work in a circus. And he winks towards you.
And then she ties it onto... You work in a... What?
I work in a circus.
Oh.
Oh, you should come see us. The Sealy Circus. He just waves his hand.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's wonderfully magical and mischievous and... I mean, like this.
It's like
and,
you.
And,
aww.
Oh, I see what you did there. I like
only
this one.
Only as a friendly gesture.
Of course, of course.
She's like tying the balloon to Kevin.
Your fish.
Meanwhile, somewhere in the Well Branch universe, Cassius is getting jealous for no apparent reason.
You don't know Cassius. Is
someone flirting with her?
You don't know
I don't
Cassius.
Know. Cassius seems like it's... Seems pretty open to me, so.
Yeah, that's true.
If anything, he's jealous because he's not doing, like, they're not doing it first.
There you go.
But I'm so sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, well, you all should enjoy your happy party. I'm not canceling it. If you all want me to cancel, I guess I can, but then you are all party poopers, so I'm not doing anything. He just starts walking away.
Hey, is none of your concern if I poop or not?
What?
It is if it's at a party. Wait. Never mind.
Not,
you just start walking.
Heck, got him. So, how you guys feeling right now?
Tired.
Ooh, I'm a little beat, but hey, it's a party, right?
Yeah.
Because if you guys aren't feeling well enough for this party, you can, I don't know, take a break. Go take a shower, maybe. I don't know.
This is the thing.
Go,
I feel like suddenly taking like
poop somewhere.
15 showers in the last 3 hours.
There was a lot of slime earlier.
Yeah. Sesame's definitely showered a few times.
There's a rest of people like, I don't know, maybe one night of just forgetting about the impending battle would be nice.
Yeah, I say we enjoy it. I mean, look around you. Everything looks great. Nothing could go wrong tonight.
Please don't put that out
Why
there.
Why would you say that? You know the number one thing that that, like, starts an apocalypse is people saying that first. I hope you know that. I'm just joking.
Okay, well, where'd you first then?
Well, there's parties all over town. Hi, it's me, God. There are parties all over town if you want to just go on the floor. You're telling me where you all want to go, and you're going. Your friends are also placed sporadically throughout town, too, so you can always ask me where your friends are. And your yeses, if you will.
Yeah, where are Stella and Abigail?
Do you text them?
Yes.
Okay, so you text Stella. Stella will let you know that she and Abby are currently in the ranching district where Abby's house is. And she will let you know everyone's acting weird and that everyone seems to be setting up for parties.
Well, something's happening at Abigail's ranch. Should we check that out first? Maybe they're gonna have a petting zoo.
Yes,
oh, that'd be so much fun.
Let's do this.
Iggy not realizing he's been living with Abby for a while now. He can pet the animals anytime.
He can.
Gwendolyn!
Lady Gwendolyn!
Yep.
Thank you very
much.
That's
right. Sorry, Lady Gwendolyn.
You do not want me to put a curse on you. Trust me.
No, definitely not. Let's go see Lady Gwendolyn. Oh, you don't know about Lady Gwendolyn, do you, Trixie?
I'm sorry, who?
Lady Gwendolyn.
Yes, we have to introduce you to the greatest lady of all Wellbranch.
Thought that was Abuela.
Ooh.
The second greatest lady of all Wellbranch.
I thought that was Cecily.
Oh!
Damn,
the charm on this one.
The greatest woman of
I thought Wellbranch. That was Lorelei.
Damn, the charm!
Wait, you ranked Lorelei under Cecily?
Oh.
No. I don't put a numbers on it. I'm just thinking of great ladies.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. I'm just listing all the great ladies I know about.
Okay, yeah. So there's not a ranking system then.
What about Stevie Nicks? Where's she?
Very, very much the top, in the top 10. You know what? Just come on. Let me just go.
Trixie's like, what about Stevie Nicks? Cecily's like, oh, just a scotch below me.
Damn that confidence! Damn.
And the rest of the group is like, I love messing with him. I thought I missed that.
Lorelei, as you are walking, you do get a text from Abby as well, and Abby texts you going, "Everyone's having a party. I'm very scared."
Everybody's partying. Send help.
There are so many balloons here. Help.
Hey, what did Lorelei do? I didn't hear that. You're not. I think you can't hear you.
Uh oh.
Oh no.
Is it the mic actually?
She's been trying to duck. Her.
There it is.
There we go. Now we go.
Okay, my mic is unmuted!
Now we can hear you, yes.
We can hear you.
Okay. I said, Lorelei texts back.
Yeah.
And as she's texting back, she's like explaining everything that was going on.
You get back after you a bit. You get, oh, it is overrun. Okay, good. I was worried about it. I mean, I saw a lot of condolences balloons, so I assumed, but I didn't know. So I was very nervous. Also, they're mixed with happy birthday party balloons. So, I mean, like, anyway, you should come over because there's a lot of balloons here. And I think I have food now. There's a lot of food. There's somebody brought pizzas. Too many pizzas. Come over.
Okay. So, Gwendolyn. Trish needs to meet Gwendolyn.
You all head on your way to Abby Conley's ranch. As you reach the Conley ranch, you all take a detour into the lair of Lady Gwendolyn. And of course, as you approach the beautiful chicken coop, you all take a moment to, you know, ready to prepare yourself for this momentous occasion.
A knee.
Take a knee. And as you open the door,
I also
see,
take a knee.
You see a beautiful chicken step out.
All hail Lady Gwendolyn.
Chicken just tilts its head.
Can I see if there's like anything magical about this chicken?
Roll plus weird for me really quick.
Or why they're
I kind of look towards the girls and like and then them. Like,
yeah, roll plus weird for me really quick. It's a mixed success because of that lucky bump, which is, I find is really funny.
Hell yeah.
With a mixed success, there's something about this chicken. There's something.
Oh my god. How come you guys didn't tell me sooner?
Tell you what.
How come you didn't tell me sooner? This was like another one of your friends, right? No, I have to ask them the questions.
Hey, why aren't you kneeling?
Oh.
And then she goes crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, okay, close enough.
Pulls out her notepad.
Uh-huh. She can just look towards you.
Hold on. All right. I have a question for you, madam.
Bill Ted?
Lady Gwendolyn.
Have you felt the need to harm others in an otherworldly sense?
Bill Ted the other way, and then looks down at the ground and starts pecking at it.
Oh my god. Okay.
So when for he doesn't
have ever
of a
felt
chicken?
An extreme emotion to the point of hearing voices.
Chicken looks up, stares at you.
He don't say.
Oh, cross-eyed.
No, it just stares.
Oh. Okay. Oh boy. last question. Do you get at least 8 hours of sleep per night? Oh my god, you guys. Thank you so much for your time.
Lady Gwendolyn just turns around and walks right back into the chicken coop. you hear on your earpiece. Yes, yes, darling Tracy, what's wrong?
We got a live one.
A live one. I'll be right down. Where are you? Wait, I have you on my GPS. I'll be right there. And then it just hangs up.
I hope you guys are happy. You guys really found it this time.
Oh my god. You know, please. Please make Gwendolyn one of those characters in the next campaign. Please. For the love of God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll see. Yeah,
we'll discuss.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway. Oh, no. After some time passes, of course, you all approach Conley Ranch proper. And as you approach, there are balloons everywhere. All over the ground. And music is blaring in from the other ranch houses that are not too far from here. And Abby will open the door and say, oh, hi. I have a lot of pizza. I don't know why I have so much pizza. I didn't order it, but they said you want pizza. And I said, sure. I thought they meant like one box, but they meant like 12. I don't know what
here,
to do
I'm
with all this.
I'm going to say that I nabbed a happy 4th of July like balloon and I hand it to Abby.
Oh, thank you. She just takes it.
He just has a bar mitzvah balloon.
It's a natural response. Oh, thank you. Takes it. I don't know what I'm going to do with 12 pizzas.
Well, we can give them some to your neighbors.
Well, they also got a lot of pizzas. So there's a guy who's just going around just giving pizzas.
Man, the pizza industry is really booming tonight.
Well, they said something about like a special where everyone is just partying, and so they passed out pizzas.
Yeah.
We might know what happened. Still with us.
Well, if give them a tip?
Yes.
How much?
I didn't know what was appropriate for free, so I gave him $100.
Pizza guy is getting really great tonight.
She'll like pull out her wallet and give the poor lady $50. It's like, okay, here you go.
No, don't give me your money.
Okay. I had no idea that all this pizza was coming. I wanted to help and contribute.
No, it's free. It was free. I didn't even pay for it. I just said,
Lorelai, save your girl, please.
There.
I didn't know what to do. They came and she's all flustered and she's just like, this is game with free pizzas. I didn't know how you tip free pizzas.
Lorelai.
I gave her $100.
Oh my god, her tail is showing and it's whapping the floor. Jesus.
Lorelai literally will just go over to Abby, freaking hug her and pat her head.
I was nervous and I didn't know what to do. Just looks down. And then you hear from inside, you hear Stella's voice go, what happened now? Is it more pizza? We don't want any more.
Nope.
Tell him no, Abby.
can I try to pull a pizza out of my bag?
Fucking goddamn it.
Why do you have that?
It's too OP. Never again will I create such an item. Go ahead and roll for it. Plus weird.
It wasn't great. It was
roll
part
for
of
pizza.
It was part of the
pizza.
Set.
Roll for pizza.
Roll for pizza.
Roll for pizza.
Roll plus weird.
I want to see what kind of toppings are going to be on this slice.
Oh, I
you know what?
I will. Let, I got this.
I will
this.
Let you decide.
Yeah, depending on your roll, I got this.
Holy fuck.
What is a 12?
A 12?
Oh, my God.
You
what the
pull
hell?
Out. You pull out a pizza where the box. It's not, it's like a fancy pizza. Like, this is like gourmet oh pizza. It's
this
probably from Italy.
That's all.
It's actually
a
pizza,
pizza we deliver.
Bro, that's not a shop that's in town.
It's a fancy
pizza.
It's a
if anything, I don't even think it's in this country.
It's a fancy ass pizza that's on a silver platter. That's how fancy this pizza
there
is.
There you go.
It's also cold because it traversed so many miles.
I'm starting to think it was from Antarctica because it's cold.
And where was that pizza?
Fire, as I'm holding it, fire magic right underneath to warm it up.
Roll plus weird.
Oh, no.
Did I stutter?
Please, somebody
nine.
The roll.
You set the pizza
as a
on
nine,
fire.
You do heat up the pizza, but it gets a little burnt, so it's no longer fancy anymore.
Wow. At least it's warm.
It's warm. But it's a little burnt.
You
now.
Can that's all yours, bro.
It's a little burnt. Sweet. It's still good. Pizza
what kind
good.
Of what toppings are on the pizza?
You tell
oh,
me.
It's fancy. It's got the fanciest meats and cheeses you could money could buy.
Oh dude, it's prosciutto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
it's fancy movie. Shit.
It's from Italy, yeah.
It's expensive.
Your bag is way too OP that it's pulling from other fucking countries now.
Well, somewhere in Sicily, some poor guy's like, Manja, what?
Where's my pizza?
My pizza.
No!
Where's my lunch?
Anyway, as you go, you brought pizza, yeah, you hear Stella just kind of like wheeling over and go, and just, she goes, no more, stop bringing pizzas. We have 11 pizzas, and then Abby just goes, I thought we had 12, and then Abby, and then Stella just goes, I didn't stutter. We have 11 pizzas.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a little schmutz on your face still
you
there.
You do not get to point out anything. She'll just point towards you.
I like
pizza?
Her.
I offer the pizza.
No. She just goes.
Okay, well, I'm sure you probably might have guessed overall that's something to do with this.
No, yeah, I figured. Abby immediately was like texting, like she was very confused because of all the music and the balloons, and she looked very panicked. And then she texted Lorelai, and then immediately went, "Oh, Oberon."
Mm-hmm. We had to stop everyone from gathering in town.
Oh.
And so Oberon's idea was, well, literally town party.
I mean, if I didn't know the gentleman, I would say yeah, that I would be like, that's ridiculous, but it's Oberon, so I get, yeah, that makes sense.
Iggy hands Stella a grand opening balloon.
No, thank you. She'll just take it. I don't know what I'm gonna do with all these fucking balloons, but thank you. Anyway, you wanna come in? Might as well.
Please.
And then you all head on inside, and that's when Cassius actually appears, and he goes, where is the entity?
Oh, they were in a chicken coop.
Why? Look towards you. Tell me more. Tell me everything.
So they said yes to all three of my questions.
All three!
All three!
Oh my god.
It was outrageous! That... Also, we're having a party.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, we
think you
want
to be here.
Oh, well, that would be fun.
Whole town is.
But also, I need to see this entity. Bring me to this entity.
And I bring them to the entity.
Yeah. As you both walk over to the chicken coop, Cass just kneels down in front of the chicken and just like looks at them. My god, I think you're right.
Right?
I think you're right.
Exactly.
Why are you trapped in this form? He just says to the chicken.
We're getting some lore about Lady Gwendolyn that
oh
I was
my
not
god.
Expecting.
And then he's just watching.
I'm for it.
He's just watching the chicken and then he just goes, I understand. Your secret is safe. And then just stands up. This entity is to remain here.
Gunther, who told you you could fly?
Right, sounds good to me.
This entity is a protective force. A protective force indeed, yes.
Okay, I thought that it was like, you know, I always have to report it back to
No,
you,
and I appreciate that. Now we know that, and now I can put it down that we have found an entity within Wilbred. I didn't know any omens were here. And so look at you. You did a good job. Good job.
Lady Gwendolyn is a fucking omen.
Yes! I approve! Yes!
Proof?
Approve!
Like, I have proof now!
Wait, you didn't know that was what those questions were for?
What?
I'm asking
no,
them.
No, I don't think you brought us with you. This is all between you and Trixie.
Oh, okay.
No, like, if you guys want to go along.
Yeah.
No, I think Iggy stayed behind, so.
Yeah, no, same. I feel like it's just... All right. Trixie and Cassius.
So then Cassius will go and just put hands on the shoulders. We must not tell them. They must not know.
They're our friends.
I know. It is the burden that we must bear as members of the division.
I'll have Kevin tell them.
Later. Wait till we're gone.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And then he just nods. Right, party. Let's go. I'm excited.
All
right. I haven't had a party in a while.
Also, do you think Julio might want to come too?
Maybe.
He's trying to send him up with a gentleman.
Maybe.
I mean, it's a pretty good party. Everywhere's a party.
I mean, everywhere is a party.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're all inside Abby's ranch house where music is playing, pizza is served, and you all finally have a moment of respite. What do y'all want to do? It's a happy party. I haven't given you all a free episode in a while.
It's been a while that I can't figure out what things something to do.
Been a while.
Find the animals and pet them.
Oh, you going to go pet the animals?
Pet the animals.
All right, you go and start petting the animals. Abby's just watching.
Because the animals deserve love too.
Yeah. Which animal you gonna pet?
A horse.
Oh, so you go to pet the horses.
Yes.
All right. It's not like it's set up for a petting zoo, but you absolutely can go pet the horses. As Abby's just watching.
I imagine that petting, this impromptu petting zoo is like attracting the crowd now.
Probably. If I mean, people are seeing somebody pet the horses and going, can we pet the horses? So I think, yeah.
I'm playing crowd control then.
What does Lorelai do?
I think Lorelai's just going to try to just get away from it all. She's just going to run over to like a patch of grass and flop on her back.
Okay.
And I want to be funny and say that if Abby has a dog, the dog just comes over and joins her.
Oh yeah, Abby, 100%. Her family has a dog, 100%. So
what is this dog? I want to know.
It is a border collie. And I will name her Sprinkle.
Only in the final mystery do you finally get a doggo.
Yep. Sprinkle will immediately walk over towards you and this immediately flop on top of you.
Lorelai pets the Sprinkle.
It's very fluffy. Anyone else want to do anything?
I was going to say...
He, like, just actually takes a seat on the couch and, unexpectedly, he just, like, starts dozing off.
Okay.
He's super tired.
He's getting a nap, finally. What does Cecily want to do?
I was going to say, is Jason anywhere around?
I think maybe Cash has probably dragged him along. So, yeah.
Okay. So, Cecily's going to be like, Jason, she'll find him and be like, Jason, can you come with me?
Sure. Yes, of course.
And she'll go find, like, I don't know, a gazebo or something on the farm.
Okay. Just a little cozy little spot.
Uh-huh. Okay. And she'll pull her cell phone out of her bag and start playing a song. And she's like, well, seeing as how I had to miss prom.
Are you going to get a well-branched musical?
Would you do me the honor of having a dance with me?
Oh,
that's adorable.
That is fucking wholesome.
He stops and he just like looks towards you and he goes,
sorry.
You would want me to dance with you right now? I mean, yes. The answer is yes. I'm sorry. I'm very awkward. Yes.
There's too much I can take over for you.
And I feel like Cecily is like, now that he like looks at her, she's wearing like, she is dressed to the nines, wearing the dress that she would have worn to.
When did you have a time to change?
You don't question Cecily Kincaid here.
Yeah,
there's always time to change.
She showered. She had the slime on her for far too long. She showered. She, you
were
guys,
you wearing said, that dress when you kicked Sylvia's ass? Yeah.
She said, "You guys said
it was
party."
It was in her
and
bag.
She was gone.
It was in her bag. Like, she was like, "I'll be back," and it took 5 minutes. Right. Yep.
Yeah, I hope so.
Don't worry about it. The point is, it's happening, and I want it to happen, so it's happening.
Okay, let's let it happen.
I'm the GM, and I say it happens. So, he just kind of watches you. He goes, so, yes, awkward, but yes. Yes, absolutely, I would.
She's like, thanks, I just, you know, that was kind of important to the old me, so I feel like it would be a nice way to end this all.
Yes, I can see that. I can understand that. Yes.
And she'll be like, don't worry, I'm not like judging your moves or anything.
Oh yes, please don't. I'm very, very left. I have 2 left feet, but I will do my
best.
And
I'm not going to post it to my Instagram account, so don't worry.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that. I believed you wouldn't, because I assumed you care for me and you wouldn't embarrass me in such a manner, but, you know, it's good to hear it from you, and he just smiles towards you.
And she'll just, like, go up to him as he's rambling and then just, like, put her head on his shoulder and just listen to the song that she's playing. And I feel like when she went over to his house and was studying all of those books and everything, and like, she just didn't get it, and that's when she was like, I actually kind of like you, all that came out. I feel like maybe it's the song that was playing on, like,
the radio.
Oh my god,
it's so sweet. He will just gently sway with you with the music and just kind of like hold you close as you both dance. And he just says quietly, you know, there'll be more dances.
She's like, oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not sure though that like you have a college prom, you know?
Well, no, not just college. I mean, yes, there are events in college, but there will be more dances. I do have, you know, I mean, and he just kind of like thinks for a moment how to say the words he wants to say, and then he says, like, if we were to get married, for example.
Cecily, I feel like at that point would like lean back and look at him.
He just kind of smiles. His usual smile, not flustered this time, as he just like grins. I mean, there's a dance with that, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you agree?
Mr. Elroy.
I don't know who you're referring to. That's my father's name. How dare you? And he just smiles towards you.
Ooh, like, I had a bad mental image there.
God, no.
Yeah, don't make it weird. You two stay quiet over there.
Cecily's like, yeah, you're right. There will most definitely be a dance. And I hope that you're really good at a lift.
I, for you, will practice.
Cecily will just laugh at that. Be like, and then she'll like hug him, and she's like,
"Oh, I can see what's happening."
You both stay quiet over there. You all had your cute moments with your yeses. You leave this one alone. I'm watching you.
But does this mean that we have to include a chicken on our guest list?
No.
Jason has no idea.
No, I don't.
It's the ring bearer.
I don't think so. I mean, unless you want a chicken to be part of it, I don't. I'm fine without it.
Okay.
Look, my point is, yes, I am considering that. I don't want you to think that I'm just putting it out there just for the sake of putting it out there. I do imagine a future with you, Cecily. But also, there will be more than this. I promise you that. I will grant you that if I can.
You have Cecily, my word. Cecily's like, no, I know. And I think now, for the first time ever, I realize that with my friends, like, Lilith doesn't stand a chance. She doesn't stand a chance. We've got an army at our backs. The Olive Wool Branch, the Fae, the Underworld. She doesn't stand a chance against us. And for once, I can actually think of my future. And I didn't think that I would ever even see graduation.
It's easy to focus on the possibilities that are the worst. Losing friends, losing yourself, losing the world. The Foundation is used to such things. I don't want our Foundation to be that. I want our Foundation to be something more. I want yours and my Foundation to be something more.
She's like, I think it'll have to be if we get rid of the Overseer.
What do you mean?
Cecily's like, the only way to truly protect Will Branch is to undo everything that we've ever known.
See.
In order to save Will Branch, the Foundation has no choice but to exist as something completely different than what it's always stood for.
It was.
And I think there might be a chicken involved.
He just chuckles as you bring up the chicken again. I will ask you about the chicken later. But
cluck.
As far as it goes with everything, whatever happens, we will not be the Foundation of old. We will be the Foundation that adapts and adjusts. And the Foundation doesn't have to exist solely around an Overseer. In fact, Nicholas Kincaid wanted us to separate from it. He hoped we could. It would be Eliza Kincaid's wish.
Right. And unfortunately, I feel like that is something that has been lost along the way.
Probably out of necessity, but still something that is lost.
Yeah. And I just think it's going to take some adjustment, but I do want to create something different.
I do too. And we'll figure that out together, you and I.
She's like, together.
He nods towards you as you continue to dance slowly. And the camera pans, and would anyone else like to do anything in this moment of calm?
I think, yeah. So, I imagine, like, maybe it's Iggy and Stella on the couch. Mm-hmm. I think Iggy kind of, like, just starts nodding off and starts, like, leaning his head against Stella.
Stella will allow it and just kind of, like, smile towards you.
What a day.
I mean, what a sleepy. What a year, right?
Yeah. We find out that friend's an Overseer, there's multiple possibilities. I apparently a pillar of dead magic. Mm-hmm. You're a part alien.
Yep.
But probably meeting you is probably the best thing that's happened to me this year. Says Sleepy.
She just kind of smiles a bit. Well, meeting you is the best thing that could have happened to me too.
Although having my monkey dance with a dinosaur is close second.
I will not be too offended by that.
Can you just yell? Sorry.
You need to take a nap. You're all good. You do what you gotta do. You haven't had much time to rest.
I love you, Stella.
She kind of like stops at that.
Yeah, he's kind of. That's the last thing he says before falling asleep.
She just looks towards you, and then just kind of smiles. I love you too, Iggy. I got you. Oh. All right. Anyone else want to do anything? All right.
Lorelai,
Oh, I'm dealing with animals. I'm good.
Lorelai is just chilling on the grass with the doggo.
As you're dealing with the horses, Elizabeth will just kind of like walk up towards you. So you're here, you finally get to relax. You finally get to take a moment of respite, and you choose to pet a horse.
I mean, imagine what his sister is doing right now.
Her name is Almondine.
Almondine?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Almondine, oh my god.
Did you say Almondine?
Almondine.
Almondine. Oh, okay.
Ovaltine.
Oh my god.
Well,
Almondine.
She's a beautiful horse.
Yeah, here. Look. Here.
Is this your horse girl era? Is this what I'm seeing? Is this what I'm witnessing?
We don't have horses in hell.
You don't?
I mean, we do, but not like this.
His sister's the one who had him.
War horse, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just stroke its mane.
Yeah, yes, it's a fine horse. I will not touch it.
Yes. Do it.
No.
Do
it. I'm absolutely
no. Wimp.
And she takes a step back, and you kind of get the idea that she might be afraid of horses.
Oh my god!
Is this something I can roll to figure that out?
Roll plus sharp!
Okay.
You're getting an idea, though. You're getting an idea.
Such a revelation.
Elizabeth, horses, not afraid of anything.
13. Horses. Oh, my God.
Yep, she's afraid of horses.
Horses.
What? What about them? They're very majestic, giant creatures.
Giants.
You ever tried riding one?
No.
You want to try?
No. She just says... Absolutely.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Absolutely not. I will not. I refuse.
Oopsie daisy.
No. And she just starts back away. No. And she just backs away from you. Don't touch me. She'll just point towards you.
Up you go.
No.
There you go.
She just runs
right
away.
On the horse.
She starts running.
Don't get back here. She's after her. I will get her on this horse if it's the last thing I do.
You just hear Amy. What is happening? Why are we shouting and yelling and running?
She's never had the majesty of riding on a horse.
Oh, but you must. She's just like,
here it comes.
She just follows after you.
I can imagine Amy comes riding in all like gracefully.
She's like, she's
like
riding,
standing on the horse.
She's riding one of the horses around the like thing. Yeah. She's like, oh, but you must. It's wonderful. You can ride with me.
You hear that?
Let's
play with her.
Absolutely not. I refuse. And you get a little funny moment with Elizabeth, your connection. Meanwhile, Lorelai, as you're lying there with the pooch, I will say that Abby just kind of walks up. Are you okay?
Just enjoying the peace and quiet.
Oh yeah, it's been a while since we've had that, huh? And she just kind of takes a seat next to you.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, it's not very quiet though, because people are playing music outside, but I mean, I got what you meant.
Lorelai just, like, her eyes just look up at Abby.
She just smiles.
The pooch.
Sprinkles just kind of, like, wagging their tail.
I cannot wait for all this to be over.
What are you going to do once it is?
Should I bring up that conversation?
I mean,
as soon as any. As soon as any, yeah. Better than nothing.
What?
The conversation of the forest.
Oh boy.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Like, should I bring it up now? You know, I have no choice.
Do you?
I do. So she looks at you just curiously as she tilts her head. What are you going to do after all of this?
After this? Mm-hmm. Well, the obvious answer is graduate.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. But other than that, like, are you going to stay in Will Branch?
Actually, thinking of taking over for the Fae.
Oh. Wait, here? In Will Branch?
Brain trying to remember if that's what she said. Mm-hmm. Well, taking over Titania and Oberon's position.
So you'd be royalty then?
In a way, yes.
Do you want that?
At first I didn't. Like, I could tell that they were trying to push it on me, and it just seemed silly. And, brain, trying to think.
It's okay, take your time.
And I wanted to, but at first I didn't want to, but now I do. And exactly, I just wanted to see the Fae and Seelie get along, mostly. And same with the mortals. Mundane.
She nods. I mean, you're pretty good at prom royalty, so I mean, you could definitely do it.
Okay.
And I don't have to say yes, but I was hoping to bring you with me.
Oh, she just looks downward a little bit. Oh. Like,
I mean,
she's just kind of blushing a little bit as she just kind of like messes with her braid a little bit.
Oh my god.
This baby. Precious bean. This precious baby.
I guess a partner?
Yes.
Okay, I was kind of hoping you would say that. And she just kind of like messes with her brain a little bit more. Because I was a little worried that you would say something like an advisor or something, and I didn't know what to do if that was the case, and I was going to go, yeah, of course I would do that, but I was kind of hoping, you know, she's starting to ramble again, as she always does. And she's just kind of like blushing.
I think with Lorelai's watching this, like her rambling and blushing, mm-hmm. she immediately just goes for a kiss.
As you, of course, go to kiss her, immediately the rambling stops. And then as you pull back, she just goes, I was rambling again.
Yes, you were.
Sorry.
No, I think it's cute.
She gets a little bit redder. Well, I mean, if you think it's cute, then I guess I'll keep no, I shouldn't do that. That wasn't the correct response. She's trying.
Oh, I love these characters so much.
She kind of like blushes a little bit as she looks down. The correct response is to calm down. Okay, I'm calming down. I'm fine now. I'm fine. I'm not panicking internally. She lets out a little squeak. She goes, whatever you want to do, I was going to stay here too. So I definitely would want to stay with you. So I was kind of hoping, I mean, if you had said you were going to leave, I was going to consider leaving, too. So, I and she just looks down.
Precious bean!
I love this so much. I'm like freaking out. You guys can't hear me. I'm screaming.
And then I think Abby will just kind of like look towards you and go, I would be honored. And she just bows, like just does a pretend bow. To be royalty with you. Queen of the Fae, Lorelai. And then she bows again. And she has like a goofy grin on her face. So she's just kind of like is bowing like a little bit too much.
Lorelai is laughing at this point because she finds what she's doing very adorable.
And she just kind of like chuckles a little bit as she stands up. And I am being kind of serious. I'm joking, but I'm also being serious. And Lady Gwendolyn does not have to come. She can stay behind. Unless you want her to be in our court. She is a lady, so I mean.
That will be the final mystery we'll never get solved for us as players.
What the fuck is Lady Gwendolyn?
What the fuck is Lady Gwendolyn?
It'll be the one mystery that lingers forever.
Forever.
I think Lady Gwendolyn would probably be sad if you left.
Well, then I guess you and I will stay. If that's really what you want.
I mean, I was not against taking the chicken with us, but...
She laughs a little bit. Yeah. She's not good for traveling. She has a very strict regimen.
Well, then I guess she'll have to rule over here in our place.
Sounds like a plan. She just kind of smiles with you as she continues to sit with you. And you all get that lovely moment of respite. And as you all enjoy that moment, watching over you all is Archer, who's sitting in a tall tree, his tail swishing slightly. And he jumps down from the tree and starts to move out of this area. And that's where we're going to take our first break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know.